The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Not on Ellie Pop.
There you go. That is an acorn.
It pisses me off when people use Lenny Kravitz for guitar lessons.
I don't think that you're my person.
That stinks.
Out of here. Yeah. Didn't
she like try to steal yoga or something like that too?
You don't want to be in a committed relationship.
Yes,
what are you
I don't. Yes, I don't.
We are talking to Debbie and Uncle Kevin.
We're gonna do it right now.
I skateboarded here.
That's hot. Slide to bed with us starting right now. Hey guys, welcome to Nightly Pop.
Yeah.
I'm excited because, you know, Hunter is still looking for love on the internet, so.
Which is something they've told me not to do since I was a child, and now I'm getting paid to do it, so this is great.
Okay. I didn't know where you're going with that. I am glad it ended there, though. Kevin Kreider from Blink Empire is back.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so excited to have you back.
I'm good to be back.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Of course.
Okay.
He wants us to find him love, too.
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do another segment for you.
Yeah. I keep chasing the same girls he's after. And it's
don't do that.
Him, it's
if you could see front cleavage and back cleavage at the same time, that's our type.
Yeah. I'm trying to get away from that.
All right. Let's get right into it because having famous parents comes with insane perks like J-Lo's daughter who just got a guitar lesson from Lenny Kravitz for her 13th birthday.
Let's hear.
Oh, that sounded great.
Let's just strum that again. So you have to be careful. This,
oh, yeah,
and this is what's hard, is having your pinky finger, but not touching the bottom of it. There you go. That is an A chord, okay? Now we're going to do a D chord.
Huge wasted lesson. It's like he's teaching her the basics. Watch a YouTube video. And then when you get good, call Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, you're really turned up about this, aren't you?
It pisses me off when people use Lenny Kravitz for guitar lessons. Leave him on his island in Brazil.
Whoa, Kevin, are you as fired up?
No, not really. I'm just sorry you feel that way, man.
Whatever.
I think the most I got was like a clown for a birthday party.
Right. Do you think someone that young even appreciates that it's Lenny Kravitz? Like, I wonder if she knows how great Lenny Kravitz is.
No, there's no way.
She's like the guy with that big scarf in the meme. That's how she knows Lenny Kravitz.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow because she is at it again this time. She is claiming that she started the face mask trend last year. She just told the New York Times that this is a familiar pattern. When she does something early, it's adopted by the culture. Out of here.
Yeah.
Gwyneth.
I mean, did she ever go to Asia? They were all wearing masks even before this.
I'm hoping it's a joke. I'm hoping she was being facetious.
Didn't she, like, try to steal yoga or something like that, too? Or make it trendy?
Yeah. Vibrators, she kind of claimed. She's kind of trying to claim things that are pretty well-known and have been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
We don't know about yoga. She could have invented yoga.
Could she have?
There's a chance. Yeah.
I'll give her vagina candles.
She did.
Oh, yeah, she can claim that. She
let her have vagina candles for sure.
Everything else has been done.
Morgan's at home watching this being like, she did invent yoga. She did invent it.
I know she wants to call in for this segment. Call us, girl. All right, you guys. And last night on The Bachelor, there were four ladies and three roses. But Matt was actually the one who got ducked. So after a hometown date with Serena P, she had a harsh confession about her feelings.
It just comes down to the fact that I don't think that you're my person.
It sucks to hear that, because I just want what's best for you. And if that's not gonna be me and I can't make you happy and be all those things for you, then like, that stinks.
That stinks.
Well,
is he a middle schooler?
So nice.
That stinks?
People will use phrases like, that stinks, or that's neat.
Dang.
Those will never be my person.
That's poo-poo. I hate this, you know? That's what it feels like.
It's very innocent. And it's, Kevin, you're innocent adjacent. Are you close to talking like that?
No, not at all. I'm pretty vulgar, like, normally.
Really?
People are telling me to stop cursing so much.
I love a vulgar man, you know? Respectfully.
On the show, they tell you not to...
Or PR. They're like, excuse me, like...
You don't have to be that here.
I know, I realize that, but I want to be so nice around you, though.
Say a bad word right now.
Yeah.
Gee willikers.
It fits you very well.
Feel natural.
I mean, I feel him, though. Like, I got friend-zoned or just told, like, hey, you're a really good person. And he's attractive, obviously. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
And you're just like,
well, it's not just that. It's not just based on looks, Kevin.
You're right. It's not all about looks. It's also about followers. How many followers are you going to get from this thing?
Let's just move on. Let's talking about stinks, besides Hunter's
not
jokes.
Good.
Let's talk about Cardi B, who basically learned the hard way that if you put food aside and forget about it, it will stink up your whole house.
Let me tell you how I got this big-ass pan, right? I filled the pan with a lot of rice and a lot of water. And because, you know, I just wanted to do a whole day where I just do treatments on my hair and whatnot. So I put it like in the back of the house, right? And I forgot about it. And 3 days later, I was like, something smells crazy in here. What the f***? So then I remember the pot. When I tell you that smells like dead, like dead human beings.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
I have set up like a self, like, okay, I'm going to have a self-care day. I'm going to make a mask. I'm going to steam my face. And then I get sidetracked and everything lays on the table. I have never forgotten about rice water in my house, though.
For 3 days.
For three days.
For a full weekend.
That's a long time.
A holiday weekend. She let that go.
Have you guys ever been in your house and you walk in and you're like, what is that? And you can't find it?
Yeah, it's usually.
And you're like, what? How do I get rid of this if it's not here?
It's usually, have you ever done this where you think you flushed the toilet all the way and you haven't, and then I haven't either.
Yeah, we've had dead animals like in like, you know, properties we've lived in.
That's prominent in houses.
And you can't find it, right. And you're like, what is that smell? Then you get dinner out of it, you know? So
okay.
It's
all disgusting. You're disgusting.
I don't believe that.
We can cook the funk out of anything.
Hunter needs to be quiet. And you know who else needs to be quiet? Meek Mill. He needs to shut up once again because he publicly made light of Kobe Bryant's death in a leaked track. Obviously, everybody was pissed. People came for him. And then Vanessa Bryant called him out and said basically that this was inappropriate and that she felt like he could do better. Also shading him, saying she had never heard any of his music, which I love. Now Meek is saying it's all good to everybody and everybody needs to calm down because he has apologized in private. But my question about this whole situation and life in general is, if I do something to embarrass you or shade you publicly, shouldn't I apologize publicly? Like, why are you shady in public and apologizing in private? Like, Kobe is off limits. Like, this is an off-limit topic. Like, unless you're being respectful, keep it moving. Like, to use him to, like, boast his music is lame to me.
Yeah, you should just be like, you see this line? Crossed over by accident. Let me come back a little bit.
Yeah.
He's
being very shy with his apology, a.k.a. very meek.
You guys, we gotta take a break. But when we come back, love advice from Hunter's dad. Oh. He is sharing really big things that he wants Hunter to get in a relationship.
I don't want this. I don't want this at all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, welcome back. All right, so Hunter, more fans are shooting their shot for you.
I don't believe it.
They want this FaceTime date.
I'll give it to them.
You guys, we have a new round of hopefuls from last night, but before we get started, your dad shared his list of what you might be looking for.
Number one, she has to be intelligent, smart enough to get his humor, but something he loves. A beautiful round ass. I hate to say that if it's rude, but it's true.
Your dad really knows you.
I think he's
so uncomfortable.
On that note, let's meet our next bachelorette. Okay, she is from Canada. She's been paying very close attention to your turn-ons, Hunter.
So, rumor has it that Hunter likes a girl with a neck tattoo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what do we got there? Is that an Olaf temporary tattoo on my neck? Oh. What? Where did that come from? Did I get it from a popsicle? Yes.
I like her.
You're into her.
Yeah. I mean, she eats popsicles. I mean...
That's good news.
She's fun. But if you are looking for a little more variety, we do have someone who really wants to tickle your funny bone.
I think I would be a great date for Hunter because my apartment's beautiful and make a great backdrop. Also, I'm beautiful and my ears compliment Hunter's.
Oh!
I just want to try out my bits with Hunter. Also, I have great cheekbones.
That's very sweet.
Nice. Dylan, you do have fabulous cheekbones. You are right. And you guys' ears would be complimentary.
His ears were pretty flat to his head. Mine come straight out.
They do
you
come
know?
Out.
So this would be good. Our kids would look normal.
Well, you know, there is a lot to contemplate here. You know, I've got a lot to think about. So you guys do not want to miss tomorrow's show because I am going to pick who goes out with Hunter. You know, we want to help you find your soulmate.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And you know what? Speaking of soulmates, there is a new series on Netflix that is taking a sci-fi approach to true love.
A single strand of hair is all it takes to be matched with the one person that you are genetically guaranteed to fall in love with.
We are matched.
The moment you meet your match, your one true love. Nothing will ever be the same again.
If this was real, would you want to find your soulmate with a DNA match?
Really? You would?
For sure.
You would?
Are you kidding me? You guys are all going to end up with some losers, and I'm going to be walking around hand in hand with my soulmate, cheesing from ear to ear
yeah,
day
but what
and
if
night.
Your soulmate's a loser?
My soulmate won't be a loser. It's my
won't
soulmate.
Be. Well, I mean...
Well, this is the thing. I feel like I have met many men on paper who were... ideal for me.
Yeah.
And the chemistry was not there.
Oh, that's on paper, but it's not on
DNA.
RNA strands, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying this is different.
You wouldn't do this though, Kevin.
No, I feel like I'd be bored too quickly then. It's like, oh, it's supposed to be perfect. We don't even have to get to know each other at all.
No, I think you spend
just
the rest
in.
Of your life getting to know each other. That's the best part.
I mean, Kevin likes the excitement,
I feel
like.
Yeah, a little bit. Like on the first date, let's just say we have coffee. I'm going to be like, hey, why don't you just move in? You just move in because we're supposed to be perfect together?
That's a good point, I guess.
Yeah, it could move really fast. If you know, like, you're perfect for each other, you're both single, you're perfect for each other.
Good.
Yeah. Could move fast.
Great. They're perfect for me. This is not going to go wrong.
You don't want to be in a committed relationship.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yes, I don't. If I met the right person right now, I would for sure be in a relationship.
And you wouldn't care if this DNA matched and you wouldn't care what the person looked like.
Do you guys not understand how soulmates work? Their physical appearance is going to be attractive to you. It's part of the DNA.
He's actually right on that. I've never met a soulmate, so he would probably know
better. How do you know he's right?
Because whatever I'm doing is not working out, so.
Maybe we're all just out of our minds.
I think so. I also think living in LA, we're all a little jaded now.
That's true.
If you had to rate yourself from 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself?
Yeah, what would you rate yourself? That's a good question.
10? That's bullshit.
No, not 10. I didn't even say 10. You just came out of it. Jesus.
Finish him!
I didn't say 10.
I feel strongly about this.
But I didn't say 10, and then you launched at me. I would say I'm like a... 8.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. That's very fair self-assessment. Wait,
what
you think?
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Tom. Tom said what?
Tom was sad. He thought I was more. Sad.
What about you? What would you rate yourself?
See, I had a conversation with a date the other day. I think when I smile, I'm like a 10.
Okay.
But.
Whoa.
No, when I'm a 10. Oh, yeah. When I smile. But when I'm not.
Okay.
8.5. Right?
Tom said higher.
I'm higher than him?
You didn't say about what I. You didn't say higher when I said my thing.
I'm higher than Hunter.
Yay.
I'm not getting involved in
Nina,
this.
Nina, what do you rate yourself?
I'm not getting involved in this. All right, so before we take another break, we have a very special fan therapy submission. So, Kevin, this week it is from your Bling Empire co-star, Kelly Mee Lee. All right, now she has a question because she has rekindled, once again, her romance with Andrew.
Nylee Pop family, I would like to ask you a question. Do you have any advice for people like me who've been with somebody for a long time and know somebody so well? What are some advice for to keep things exciting and to make sure that we're still having fun with each other?
I think she should just get with Kevin.
She's gorgeous.
Do you have a crush on her?
I mean, she's beautiful. Look at her.
Do you like everybody on your cast?
No, not. Yeah.
Who, out of all the cast members, who would you like to date most seriously?
Truly.
Okay, truly, it would definitely be Kim, for sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, her, she doesn't need more excitement in a relationship. She breaks up with Andrew, gets back together with him, then films it on TV. Like, how much more excitement do you need? Why did she ask me? I'm single as they come.
Oh, man, we got to get some therapy during this break, you guys. Amazing. Up next, Kevin and Debbie from Netflix's Buried by the Bernard. They are here, and we are finding out the story behind their viral commercial.
I told y'all don't come down here. We should have went to our Bernard Freedom Service.
My name is Ryan Bernard. I'm the owner at R. Bernard Funeral Services. I want to introduce you all to my Uncle Kevin.
Hey there, how you doing, man?
I'm here to pick up a body.
And in this office, we have my mother. Seven.
Yes, you gotta let them know sometimes. That was a little taste of the new Netflix reality show, Buried by the Bernards. And two of the amazing stars are with us right now. We are talking to Debbie and Uncle Kevin. Hey! How you guys doing?
We're doing good, thank you.
I'm so happy to talk to you guys because this show is what everybody is talking about right now. I couldn't even imagine that life inside of a funeral home could be this bizarre, but it is. And we have pulled some of your craziest clips and we have a lot of questions. So are you guys ready to play a little game that we call What the Funeral?
WTF. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for something new.
Yeah, come on, wait.
Perfect. Well, Kevin, Nina thinks that I have bodies in my basement. I don't.
I'm not sure about that. He might, but...
Shh. Anyway, we never actually moved a corpse, and your grandniece, Reagan, just did that for the first time, thanks to your little surprise. Let's take a look.
How y'all doing?
Kevin. What?
How was school today?
Boring, but what are you doing here in the hearse?
We're gonna try to teach you how to drive a hearse.
I have never driven a hearse ever in my life.
Here, I got you here, Pa. Come on, get in there.
Oh my God.
Sometimes when he'd be his head crooked, he'd be like this here. When they get ready to bomb it, it'd be hard to turn it in. So you keep your neck straight like that. You got it?
I'm traumatized myself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm an adult. This was hard to watch, let alone a young person having to do it. Has Reagan recovered? Is she interested in ever doing this again?
Yeah, when she found out actually what was going on and what was happening after we told her the truth later, yeah, she okay now.
What did you tell her?
She thought she was actually going on a pickup. To pick up a deceased person. That's what she actually thought. But all the time, it was just a test run for her.
Okay, so just a test run.
Oh my God, my dad pantsed me once when I was a kid. I was like, this is the worst prank you could do on a child ever. And you just beat it. You just beat it. Kevin, your makeup skills got called out. Did Reagan try to help though? She took you to a makeup class. So let's see how that worked out.
Kevin would like to volunteer. Go up there.
So I use this one right here.
It's right there.
Here you go, that's perfect. It's a little much.
Kevin, she looks like a puppet.
And we're gonna pretend like you didn't do that.
No, I ain't do that.
That was an accident.
I ain't do that, y'all.
Kevin, we got to talk about these makeup skills.
Well, you know, we ain't gonna even get started on that. Like I said, that was Debbie's idea. See, that was Debbie's slick way of getting Reagan to get to a makeup class, but she can learn how to do makeup.
You keep putting it on Reagan, but I'm wondering, did you get better after that class or not?
I caught up with the new style. I put it like this. I was still in the old school.
I like how Kevin's like, she's breathing too much. How do you stop her from intaking oxygen?
Listen, we got to talk about this drive-through funeral, you guys, because that is something that I have never heard of before. And you also have these viral commercials. We got to show people what I'm talking about.
You need to be going to R.B. Bernard Funeral Services, where a complete funeral package starts at
$1,895. $1,895? My family spent $5,000. I told y'all don't come down here. We should have went to R.B. Bernard Funeral Service. Get my stuff and let's get up out of here. I mean, let's go.
Brother, everything is going to be okay.
I hope so.
I have to say, I would remember this if I saw it, okay? What is the key to making a good commercial for the funeral business?
We really were actually just advertising our business. We were new kids on the block. We had been, you know, we hadn't been out for so long, so we were just really advertising our business. We had no idea that the commercial was going to do what it did.
Debbie, this was all your idea? Are you claiming this?
I am. I will. But we did not have any idea the commercial was going to do what it did.
Yeah, viral for sure.
Kevin, why are you always playing the dead bodies?
One of Debbie's ideas. You always got an idea for me.
You looked good in the commercial, I have to say.
Yeah, and the drive-through funeral story, like that whole thing, I assume Debbie came up with that as well.
Well, basically one of Ryan's ideas.
Okay.
God, it's such a group effort.
How quick are these drive-through funerals, by the way?
It depends. See, let me say something to you. When you open up the window, it's just like, you know, you go somewhere and somebody look over there and say, oh, they're giving away something today. They look over and say, oh, that's their funeral home. They just get in the line and come with everybody else. They don't even know the deceased. They not even, they just drive through.
Okay, everybody's just paying their respects, I guess.
Or they're just getting in a line because they think there's something interesting at the end, and then it turns out to be a corpse of someone they don't know.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, Debbie and Kevin. We really appreciate you. We wish you guys the best of luck. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Love watching you guys. Okay, we got to bring back our Kevin Kreider.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
It's been so much fun. Yeah, come back anytime. Thank you for joining us.
Definitely. Hope you
Did
don't
you have fun.
Oh, lots of fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to seem so sad to go.
There's too many Kevins on set, that's all.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to be crowning Hunter's dream date, so make sure you set your DVRs. Bye, you guys.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.